After years of searching, I finally found the only food storage company in America offering a complete line of highest quality food products and an amazing variety of 100% organic food storage products. It's called Numana.com. In addition to the best in food storage, they even have an incredible high-tech little wood stove that can boil your water or heat your food 24/7, rain or shine. I urge you to do your own research and taste the difference in Numana's highest quality foods. Better yet, order a starter pack for only $19.95 and prepare to be amazed. Numana's food products have a 25-plus year shelf life. They are GMO-free, contain no preservatives, and are completely American-made. Visit Numana.com and see what you've been missing. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, Numana.com. Three already on this Monday night. David John Oates standing by from Adelaide, Australia. Hello, David. How are you down there?
I'm doing very well, Jeff. How are you, sir?
Same as last time. Thank you. You sound crisp and clear. Very good connection. So we're good.
Good. Nice to know my system's all working properly, as it should. So, yeah. Okay. Well, Naomi's been hard at work, so we've got some.
All right. I just got confirmation. Let me rephrase that. I just received a video, YouTube video, from a woman, military veteran, who has been following the Ebola story, like we have with Gary Holland here. She now has announced, in no uncertain terms, that all indications are that Texas couple that went on a vacation in Fiji and both died within, I think, 5 days of the same symptoms, indeed died of Ebola. They got it in San Antonio. Remember what I said earlier tonight about that being a key city in this whole Ebola black African invasion? They're being brought over here and dumped off. They got it on the airplane, or they got it in LAX. They got it somehow after leaving home, or they might have been infected just before leaving, but they died of Ebola. The bodies were sealed and ready to be sent back home after being embalmed. And now, according to this woman, Jennifer, in her video, their coffins have been opened, bodies have been cremated, and that's the end of it. So CDC went down there too, by the way. So this is a big story. South Korea has forbidden all airline traffic between South Korea and Fiji now. They are worried too. There may be more cases down there. We don't know. I do believe it's already here in this country and is being covered up. That's another story, another time. But all right, David, what do you have on tap tonight? We've got a lot going on here. It's crazy out there. Nothing new, but it's going to get worse.
Certainly is. Well, I got a few on Trump, a few on Kushner. Actually, I was going to talk about this off-air, but on there, I want to do a special show on Kushner. I've got one of my clients who's got me a lot of reversals analyzed on him. So good. I want to do a special show about Kushner's real agenda. So we'll set that up after the show, okay? So,
yeah, very good.
So, all right. So, but other than that, I've got Trump, of course. Tulsi Gabbard, that is.
Right.
Kushner. Anyway, here we go. We'll start off with Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson ramping up military presence in Iran and Syria. And here's the forwards.
Man who knows about as much about Iran as I do about the 8th planet in the 95th solar system in the 50th galaxy past our own. And here's a hope I have. Let's hope that the chess master in chief, old Vladimir Putin, he that ruins elections from Paris to Peoria, is smart enough, once again, not to let this happen.
What a strange thing to be talking about forwards.
Oh, that's bizarre. Yeah.
Weird forwards. Backwards. If I have war, comma, Syria.
I have war. Syria.
I have war. Syria.
Or if they have war.
I have war. Syria.
No, I have war. Syria. Well, I don't know. I guess America's always...
No, I
always...
think... Play it again. Play it again.
Sure.
The reverse.
Sure. If I have war, Syria is how we've got it.
I have war. Syria.
I have war.
There's no Syria. If in front of it. That's all I was trying to get straight. It's just, I have war, Syria. So that's, he's got, like, Georgia on my mind. He's got war with Syria on his mind. They want war. What a weird... Notice the way he speaks in reverse. It's weird.
Huh? Absolutely. Yeah. I'll play it again. I have war, Syria.
I have war, Syria.
I have war, Syria.
Yeah, there it is, clear as day.
I have war, Syria.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
I guess he does. All right. Next one along, Colonel Lawrence Wilkinson.
Or stating categorically that the IDF will stop at nothing in order to win, reminding me a great deal of Dick Cheney. Lieberman is the living face of Bibi Netanyahu's Zionist policies.
Okay, all right. Owning a fund, the past will fade.
Owning a fund, the past will fade.
Owning a fund, the past will fade. Owning a fund, the past will fade.
What is it again, David, please? Give me the English of the reversal.
Yeah, sure. Owning a fund, the past will fade. The past is in a British accent, so I'm wondering if it's something different. Owning a fund, the past will fade.
Owning a fund, the past will fade.
The past.
Owning a fund, the past will fade.
The parts will fade.
There's a T in there for sure. Yeah.
Definitely parts. P-A-R-T-S. Yes, no, I got suspect to it immediately because it was in a British accent. That can't be right on an American. So yes, it's parts, P-A-R-T-S. I don't know what it means by owning a fund, unless he's got the funds to fight all this stuff.
I don't know. Yeah.
Next one along.
Yet you be the judge of that. And inform you only that in my considered view, we have learned very little, and there are the ingredients right now with Turkey, Syria, Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia losing dramatically in Yemen right now, and the United States and Russia at the peak of all of this to get engaged.
And this one says they're of no value.
They're of no value.
Oh, it's clear.
They're of no value.
Wow.
Perfectly.
Very clear. Is he willing to sacrifice them all? I mean, they have no value. I'm going to run the Fords again.
Yet you be the judge of that. And inform you only that in my considered view, we have learned very little, and there are the ingredients right now with Turkey, Syria, Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia losing dramatically in Yemen right now, and the United States and Russia at the peak of all of this to get engaged.
Oh, well, I know what they're of no value means. They're going to lose, and America's going to get engaged.
They're of no value.
They're of no value.
He doesn't...
They're of no value.
Doesn't value their military worth. It's an order. It's a battle cry, what it is. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yep. All right, here's the Dalai Lama talking about Donald Trump.
Oh, when he become president.
Oh, are you hearing that? Sounding a one ear, I think. Were you hearing that?
Yeah.
Oh, you were. Good.
when he become president, he expressed America first. That is wrong. America, she should take the global responsibility.
Oh my, his Gladi Lama backwards, he says, give a shit. I'll be bothered. Oh, I think you're talking about America in non-complimentary terms. In non-complimentary terms.
He's a little more westernized than maybe he'd like us to know.
Maybe so. But he is again.
When he became president, he expressed America first.
Oh, it's the same. It's the same forwards. Backwards, look at me.
Look at me.
Look at me.
I'll be bothered.
Look at me.
Bit of ego around the Dalai Lama?
Always has been.
Well, 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 I'll be bothered. Yes, that's how I interpret the reversal. Yeah. Dalai Lama, I've just been corrected on my pronunciation. All right, next one along.
Yes.
Can you see why that comment upsets a lot of women?
That is one time. If female Dalai Lama comes, and it should be more attractive, if female Dalai Lama, vulgar, dead people, I think prefer not see a dead face.
Dead people will not see a dead face? What does he mean by that? And backwards,
he said prefer not to see dead face.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I think he said that.
Hey, let's play it again.
Vulgar, dead people, I think prefer not see...
Prefer, you're right. Want to do it, whatever that means.
Will I do it?
Will I do it?
Yeah, she's, will I do it?
Will I do it?
Will I do it?
Definitely will I do it.
Will I do it?
Okay. All right. And last one. Dalai Lama responding to a sexist remark, says.
Yes.
Can you see why that comment upsets a lot of women?
That was one time. If female Dalai Lama comes.
Oh, that's the same forwards. Backwards, will be dead.
Will be dead.
Will be dead.
Wow.
Will be dead.
Okay. Doesn't sounds like from those four reversals, he doesn't like America. He's got a bit of an ego, and he doesn't see much hope for the future of mankind.
I think that's exactly what I heard, too.
I would interpret those reversals. Okay. All right. Now we've got an interviewer talking to Pat Buchanan about Iran.
They could have built the bombs because they don't want.
Pat, here's the problem. If you marry a nuclear weapon with the fanaticism of the mullahs in Iran, you're looking at a modern-day Holocaust. Because the same people that chant death to America, death to Israel, burn our flag, burn the Israeli flag, the same people that would strap bombs on their own kids and promise them virgins in heaven.
This one says, Iran, leave it.
Iran, leave it.
Wow.
Iran, leave it. Iran, leave it.
Personal opinions coming out. We should leave Iran alone.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what he thinks.
Sure.
All right, then we've got Joe Biden talking about Israel.
Israel is the single greatest strength America has in the Middle East. I always say to my friends when they say those things to you, I say, imagine our circumstance in the world.
This one says, heal them inside.
Heal them inside.
Huh.
Heal them inside. Heal them inside.
Does he see problems inside of Israel? I'm sure there's quite a few. Would seem to be a pro-Israel statement. Then we've got Kushner in an economic workshop in Bahrain.
And the fact that you're showing up to do this shows that you care about the region, you care about doing good in the world.
He says he's a shit.
He's a shit.
He's a shit. He's a shit.
Who's he talking about? Do we know?
I don't know. Naomi's
somebody showed up at the conference. That's who he's talking about.
This is a conference in Bahrain.
And the fact that you're showing up to do this shows that you care about the region. You care about the
You know what? I think he's talking about talking more generally. The fact that you showed up for this shows that you care about.
Okay. All right.
So it's a general statement. But he's a shit. I don't know. Maybe there's someone in there he doesn't like. Okay. And then we've got another one from Bahrain.
And the fact that you're showing up to do this shows that you care about the region, you care about doing good in the world.
This one is Whirlwind that you divert.
Whirlwind that you divert.
Now, Whirlwind actually comes up a lot in reversals today. We're going to play it two or three more times. I think there's something happening in the Middle East. I know this because I got a whole bunch of reversals on Kushner. I want to present in a separate show.
He's got his hand in all kinds of machinations and intrigues, I'm sure.
Yeah. And we've got two here from an interview that I've done extensive work on. This is him talking about on the Israel-Palestinian deal.
For what we'll work here, we've built it off a lot of the great work that's been done in the past. And what we've done is we've put forward a very credible, substantive, detailed plan.
Yeah.
And I'll force this business muscle.
Now play this business muscle.
Could be fight this business muscle. Hang on, let me play that again.
Now play this business muscle.
I think it's force, and I think he's talking about strong-arming the Palestinians. He's going to force them to take it.
Right.
It's a very quick force. I do hear an R, C, E in there. But
Yeah, I hear it too. Yep. Okay. All right. Then we got this one.
Again, the president is not a traditional politician. He wants to do things in a different way. And
he says, the shit hawk, one shitter.
The shit hawk, one shitter.
What did he say again? David, what did he say again? And the what?
The shit hawk, S-H-I-T-H-A-W-K.
Okay, hawk.
Hawk. I can't do it in American accent.
All right, we got it.
I'll do it again.
So who? Yeah.
No, I'll do it again.
Nishit off one shitter.
Yeah. Look, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up a couple of reversals that I have found.
Okay.
And these are on, they're dumped on our new video software. Now, we have to be released probably in a week or two, so stand by. A brand new software that reverses video. And when you run video backwards, the backward lip movements mouth out the reversals. Plus, you get this incredible link with body language that occurs right at the precise moment reversal starts to time it ends. And it's stunning to see. It's absolutely stunning.
So this is interesting. So the subconscious is not simply acting verbally to put forward how it really feels, but there are physiological matchups to the words. This is fascinating.
Absolutely. The physiological signals are matching up to the reversals, and it's quite stunning to see. So
I'd say.
I've been getting a lot of examples together, and which I haven't dumped properly yet. So let's just play a couple. Here we go.
Okay.
Despite what those who have let you down in the past tell you, President Trump and America have not given up on you.
Okay. I'll find a big pond, the high crime in it. You hear that?
Yes, I do. He's an evil presence, that guy.
Oh,
he's bad news.
Absolutely. I'm watching the video as I play it, and to see the lips mouth out reversals is just stunning. Stunning to see. Anyway, so we're releasing this software probably Oh, I don't know. Jeff, are you listening next week? Well, the week after, probably the week after.
What are you going to call it? What's the name of it?
Actually, we have to have a meeting about that. Currently, it's reverse speech video software.
Include me in if you want. I'll pitch in my two cents.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'd like to do that. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, I'll set up. Look, I'll call you after the show. I'll set up a meeting because I want to change the appointment for the interview for these Kushner ones, and we'll set up a meeting with you and the others to discuss the name. Okay.
Sure, that'd be fun. Or just give me the front runners and let me see if I can come up with anything that might be helpful. Okay. This other question is for people who don't know. Do you have, in your view, an effective software tool to play just audio in reverse, where the software can pick up words yet and identify where there are words being spoken in the subconscious world?
That is in development right as we speak. Yes, it is. It's
okay.
Not ready
See,
yet.
That's going to be enormously important. That will allow all of you out there to get on your smartphone an app that will allow you to play any reversal into it, and the app will find the words in reverse that are English and syllabically correct, and it'll identify reversals for you. Think about that. That's an enormous step forward.
We're working on that right now, and we're also working on a program that also analyzes voice stress analysis, voice stress, and so we're going to tie that up with
voice. Ah, very good, very good. We were talking about, when did I drive down for that presentation you made somewhere in San Diego County, or I think it was down there?
1997, I remember that. Yes.
Wow, because I remember talking to you then about this very kind of software, and you were hoping then that it could come to pass, but it's taken this long to get there.
Well, the technology is available now. It wasn't available back then, you know.
Of course. That was 1997.
1997, Jeff.
Wow.
So,
wow.
All right. Now, my Jeff just tells me it's going to be ready in 2 weeks, and the proposed name is RS Video Pro.
Very good. Well, that's a good name. No, that's a good name. I like that. That's good. I like that. All right. Do you need the time here, David? We can go right through if you've got a ton.
Yeah, let's go through. I got a few to do yet. Yeah,
okay. All right. Very good. We shall. Go right ahead.
So here's another one on Kushner. Oops.
We are joined here today by representatives from the world's leading institutions. We're very fortunate to have with us the president of the World Bank, David Malpass.
Now, right as he says David Malpass, his hand goes out, David Malpass, and pulls back in. As his hand goes out and pulls back in, he says, say, fine with it.
So fine to be.
Either way. But he puts his hands out in a greeting, a welcoming gesture. I wish you could see it. And right at that moment where he says that welcoming gesture, says, say fine with it. So he's welcoming him in. Anyway. And here's the third one.
The first pillar is to unleash the economic potential of the Palestinian people and of the region, to empower the people, and then to enhance Palestinian governments. You can't do one without the other two, and you need to be doing all three at the same time in order to make this work.
Now, right as his head moves dramatically to the right, says in reverse, do they try to know we make it? So right as he moves his head, you can see. We're going to do a video special on this, I tell you. We have a page up on our website in about a week, okay, with all of these.
Very good. Now, this is fast. This is just when you think you've seen it all from RS, we got this coming now. This is another new exposition of how the incredible human mind and body work to speak truth and reality to the face of lies. It's just amazing.
Exactly right. Yeah, they're fascinating. Anyway, so I will be in America from October 15th to November 30th. I'm going to come to your neck of the woods, and we'll do a presentation. It'll be a PowerPoint presentation with all these videos examples.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'll set it up again for sure.
Okay, great. Well, consider it a date. It's definitely on.
Okay? Right. So, you got it.
And I'll see a whole new dimension to reverse speech, folks. It'll take your breath away. All right. Here's someone called Lawrence O'Donnell interviewing Trump rape accuser Jean Carroll. Okay?
You're always telling, you're always urging people to be optimistic.
And he says it's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
Whatever that means. I don't know. It's in the Bible.
I don't know. Larry O'Donnell is he's a television pundit now.
Oh, really? Okay.
He's got a program called The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell, MSNBC. It's a news and opinion program. Political commentator.
Here's Pat Buchanan responding to Netanyahu on the Iran deal.
Kim Jong-un thinks is the only thing that keeps him in power, keeps him alive, and keeps the Americans at bay is nuclear weapons. Is he going to give those up? I mean, I believe it if I see it.
Well, that's not Kim Jong-un. That's not Iran. That's Kim Jong-un. And he says they shove it.
They shove it. They shove it.
Yeah.
They shove it.
Shove their weapons in her face.
Yeah.
Alright, here's Trump giving remarks to U.S. service members. Looks like the level's low on this.
One of the truly great admirals became Ambassador Harry, so thank you very much, Harry. You're right over here. Thank you.
And here he says, America force Iran. I guess this is fairly recent, so I would imagine we're going to see more work, more action.
Well, they're trying to force the Iranians to do something that can be used, like the Gulf of Tonkin, to justify and warrant at least a limited strike on the country.
Right. Yeah, that's what I kind of get from the reversal. All right, here he is again.
Your valiant actions help save thousands of homes and countless numbers of lives. Congratulations on a job well done.
Here's a verse that's seemingly totally out of context. He says, business life, yes.
Business life, yes.
Business life, yes. Business life, yes.
Is he thinking about business while he's giving a lecture? I mean, I don't know. Is he? Allegedly, he's not involved in his businesses, but I guess it must be in his thinking. Anything I can think of. All right, here he is again.
He was 5 months old. He was flown from Incheon to New York City, where he was adopted by a loving American family. 25 years later, in 2010, Hunter returned to South Korea for the first time as an intrepid airman of the United States Air Force.
He says, hear the scream.
Hear the scream.
Hear the scream. Hear the scream.
Don't know what it means, but it's there.
It's referring, taking someone back to, hang on, let me play the photos again.
He was 5 months old. He was flown from Incheon to New York City, where he was adopted by a loving American family. 25 years later, in 2010, Hunter returned to South Korea for the first time as an intrepid airman of the United States Air Force.
Oh, maybe he was scared about the prospect of doing that. I don't know. Hear the scream. Oh, no. All right, here's a strange one. Here we go. Forwards.
At the age of 19, Timothy was diagnosed with cancer. After recovering from surgery and going into remission, Timothy decided he wanted to join the military. He found an Air Force recruiter who helped him enlist, and he's now served with distinction in the Air Force for nearly 7 years, and he is a tough, strong guy.
This is Hillary. Hillary looks so fine.
Hillary looks so fine.
She does, too.
Hillary looks so fine.
She does look a lot better, doesn't she?
Hillary, she has her presidential facelift all done now, yeah.
Totally out of context with the forwards, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, here we go.
We never had it better. And, you know, one thing I didn't mention, you also got very nice pay raises for the last couple of years. Oh, you care about that. They care about that.
Oh, please. You know, God.
Says, I break it, I break the law.
I break it. I break the law.
I break it. I break the law.
Clear as day.
Honesty, honesty. Yeah. Honesty rears its ugly head.
There it is, clear as day. Clear as day. Yeah, that's what we call a V5, that one. Rectified. I rate all my reversals on a scale of 1 to 5 for clarity, depending on certain linguistic requirements. Some of them.
Got it.
I try to only go to air with V5s, but I...
Well, you know, let me say something else, David, about the new software. When you get both the video and then the audio reversing software done, your classes are going to explode. When you are able to bring these two technologies to your students, and they don't have to go through and spend hour after hour looking and listening for reversals, it's going to mean a lot of people are going to jump into this. I don't know if you remember, but my daughter could hear, she had a natural gift. She could hear reversals. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
She could hear them very, very clearly. And she used to take... this is years and years ago. She used to take her recorder over to her friends. Oh, they were teenagers and whatever. And she would record them saying whatever and reverse it there. And she would catch them lying and play it back. And it caused all kinds of problems. And she would not do it anymore. She dropped it. I won't do this anymore. Oh, they hated it. They hated her for exposing them. Well, it was their own fault for lying. But there's no accountability. But this step, when you get the new software, this is going to make it so attainable and reachable for all of you listening out there. You can record anything and just play it back through this software. It'll peg the reversals for you. Wow.
That's what we're working on. I'd say it's less than a year away. I don't know. I think that's 6 months away. I don't know, Jeff. Give me some feedback.
Well, Jeff, whenever it occurs, it's going to really tear the covers off the ability of people to hide. No more lying. No more. This isn't going to go over well at parties. Believe me.
Yeah. Well, Jeff knows. Jeff's got the time on. He's working on all of that. So we'll see what he says. All right, here we have another one on Trump.
And Chief Master Sergeant E. Song Il of the Air Force Operations Command. And I hear they're very tough. Are they tough?
And it says that little fuck. Oh, excuse my French.
No. Wait, he says something else. Hold on. You got the key word right. Let's play it again.
Let's be the fuck.
Well, what else are you hearing?
I think he says, I hear an L there, I think. Let's give a blank.
Let's be the fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be the fuck.
You're absolutely right.
Let's be the fuck.
Absolutely. Let's give a. Yeah, right.
Let's be the fuck.
absolutely.
Ask me a go fuck.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, that changes the whole meaning of the verse, so doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Here's one that Jeff threw out, and I've overridden him, and I'm going to play it because I think it's a significant reverse.
That Jeff causes more damn trouble. We just calm down, Jeff. Come on.
All right. Here we go.
But we have the best in the world, the most in the world, and the best in the world, and they're being upgraded very substantially, and in some cases, we're getting brand new. Never want to use it.
And this is, I think he's talking about nukes, I would imagine, or talking about some weaponry. And apocalyptic reversal, that whirlwind at 7. Now, Jeff didn't hear 7. He heard S-E-B-E-N. So let's see who's right. That whirlwind at 7. If it is that, it's significant. I'll explain the meaning afterwards.
The whirlwind at 7.
No, it's a B.
I think you're right.
Now there's a B there, so that throws out the reversal after the whirlwind. Well, there's a whirlwind. Yeah. You keep that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is a B. Oh, Jeff would just come back with a big LOL in capital letters. Uh-huh. Okay, all right. For those who don't know, Jeffrey Toth is my right-hand man. He's with me for, gee whiz, over 20 years, long time. So when I moved back to Australia, Jeff came with me. He lived in Australia for 5 years until his visa ran out. That's another story in and of itself.
Yeah.
All right, here we have Trump again.
On behalf of all Americans, I want to thank you again, everyone at Ocean Air Base. And these are special. This is special, not only people, but now you have special equipment. Sometimes it's nice to have the equipment to go. So, Ocean, I want to just thank you, everybody here, every patriot who proudly serves under the red, white, and blue. God bless you. God bless our military, and God bless America. Thank you all very much.
Interesting reversal. They built little ships.
Little ships.
Talk about the Air Force. Built little ships. What sort of ships is he talking about? They built little ships.
I don't know. See, they're all kinds of new technological advances that are happening at lightning speed. Little ships. It could be almost anything, from those hand palm-sized little drones that can kill people, swarming drones. It could be anything.
Yeah. Anyway, but he talks about developing new weaponry or technology. What words did he use? Hang on, let's play the forwards again.
On behalf of all Americans, I want to thank you again to everyone at Ocean Air Base. And these are special. This is special. Not only people, but now you have special equipment. Sometimes it's nice to have the equipment to go. So, Ocean, I want to just...
Yeah, special equipment. They've built little ships. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Some military secret, I guess, that if we did enough reversing, we'd find it out. But... Unfortunately. All right, here's Trump talking about South Korea.
We have some very big meetings with President Moon. We are going to be seeing our soldiers. As you know, we have 42,000 troops over in South Korea.
They deserve those medium get nervous. Well, not grammatically correct, so I must say something else. They deserve those medium get nervous.
They deserve those medium get nervous.
I just say that.
They deserve those medium get nervous.
Very unusual for reversals to be grammatically incorrect. I've actually added it to one of my requirements for a genuine reversal. It must be grammatically correct. That is
right.
That is not grammatically correct, which is unusual. They deserve those medium. Get nervous. They deserve this medium. They deserve our help. They deserve. Oh, hang on, let's look forward again.
We have some very big meetings with President Moon. We are going to be seeing our soldiers. As you know, we have 42,000 troops over in South Korea.
Okay. Well, the medium, South Korea, 40,000 troops. Get nervous. I don't know. He's nervous about the Korean Peninsula, I would say, which...
Probably right. Yeah.
Not surprising. Okay, here's Trump on the border wall.
But I just put out, I just thought of it this morning. We'll be at the area we may go to, the DMZ or the border, as they call it. That, by the way, when you talk about a wall, when you talk about a border, that's what they call a border.
He says, and I'll block it. Block what? His border wall? Or he actually did go into the DMZ, so he obviously didn't block
He actually
that.
Did. I think he stepped out of the DMZ into North Korea a few steps.
You're absolutely right. So, and I'll block it doesn't make sense, because he didn't block it at all. He did exactly the opposite. Okay, so we have a mystery on our hands. Let's play the forwards again.
But I just put out, I just thought of it this morning. We'll be at the area we may go to, the DMZ or the border, as they call it. That, by the way, when you talk about a wall, when you talk about a border, that's what they call a border.
And I'll block it. Okay, look, he wants to block access to America. That's a border wall. That's what he's talking about. That's what a border wall does. It blocks. It's a congruent reversal. And then he's talking the same topic again.
But I just put out, I just thought of it this morning. We'll be at the area we may go to, the DMZ or the border.
Okay, it's the same forwards. And he says, but we are costing the wall.
But are we costing the wall?
Sorry, but are we costing the wall?
But are we costing the wall?
But are we costing the wall? But are we costing the wall?
So I think he's thinking about America's border wall. He talks about the DMZ. I think that he's got a cost blowout.
You see, David, this story with Trump is really simple. He took an oath of office to defend the republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The Constitution cites the number one priority prime directive of the president is to protect the country and its people from attack. That gives him complete carte blanche to use every bit of our military and technological advances and advantages to secure that border. Under the Constitution, it is his primary charged duty. He is not and will not do it. He is in complete violation of the Constitution and has made a mockery of his oath of office. He is, in effect, arguably guilty of highest treason. There are people talking about this all the time. He will not do what the Constitution mandates that he does. It's right there in black and white. And he's made a joke of his oath of office. He can call the military out. He keeps using the excuse that Obama-appointed judges are blocking him. Bull crap. He could have them all arrested and jailed for unconstitutionally thwarting his obligation to prevent an invasion of America. He's doing nothing except aiding and abetting it by his inactivity.
Okay, maybe that's what he means by, well, block it. He's certainly, I don't know why he hasn't done anything.
He can't. They won't let him. He lied to us for a year and a half. He has, under the Constitution, the full right to call out all the military tomorrow to secure that border and to evict everyone in this country who is here illegally, all invaders to go. He doesn't need to worry about the courts. That's a joke. A bad joke. We've got 350,000 troops in over 150 countries. If he were to withdraw only 10% of them, 35,000 troops, he could secure the border. He won't do it. End of story.
Yep. Well, I'm surprised he hasn't. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Here we have, moving right along, Trump rape accuser, Jean Carroll.
You know, crush his ego.
I use the shock.
I use the shock.
Yeah, nice and clear.
Perfectly congruent.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Crush his ego. I'll shock him. I'll use the shock.
Yeah.
But does that mean that she's telling the truth? It doesn't address that. It doesn't really allude to that directly. So
I'd want to see more reverses on her before I could say that.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't make a decision on one reversal, or one vague reversal. All right, here's Trump signing executive orders for Iran sanctions.
Was asked a question about whether or not this money will be spent for terror. He actually said yes, or at least he was referring to some of it. But he said yes, it will be used for terror.
He says it's evil beside us.
Evil beside us.
Okay, so what is evil beside us? Is he talking about Iran? Is it evil beside us? It's reversal, non-Pacific.
One could fantasize that he's talking about the international Zionist, Bolshevik, Marxist, communist, fascist, I'll throw that in too, global elite that are beside us and directing the whole damn, freak show.
Yeah,
maybe he's talking about that evil. That would be nice for his sake, but I don't think so.
I don't think so either, personally.
No.
All right.
He's a player. We got to remember that. He's a player. All right?
Yep, that's true. There's no doubt about that. All right, here we've got the whirlwind again.
To sponsor terror. They are the number one sponsor of terror anywhere in the world.
So see, that's a blatant lie. I'm sorry, David. That is a grotesque, blatant lie that we are the number one sponsor of terror in the world. If you want to compare the two countries, Iran and the U.S., if that's what he's talking about, and it must be.
Yeah, right. Well, he is talking.
Play it
about
again. Iran. I'm sorry. I got in the way there. Go ahead.
No, okay, that's okay. Here's the falls again.
To sponsor terror. They are the number one sponsor of terror anywhere in the world. So I'll sign this order right now.
Source, whirlwind, there, win it.
They'll win it. Our source, whirlwind, they'll win it. That's what he said.
Look, the whirlwind comes up in reverse speech often in personal session work. I mean, reverse speech talks a lot about it as another energetic force that binds us and joins us together, sort of like the Force in Star Wars. It's just a similar type of thing. We are tapping into that energy, but so are they, and they're going to win it. Wow, that's a bit of a scary thought. In this battle that we are in, this energetic battle that we are fighting, they will win. There we go. That's what the versal means.
This is subconscious. Can see very clearly what's coming.
Yeah, that's right. Gee. Wow. All right. Who's Tulsi Gabbard?
She's a Democrat candidate who has made her cachet with the media by being anti-war, anti-foreign involvement. Unfortunately, she is essentially an open borders candidate as well, which takes her out of the running. It's completely incongruous to her anti-war and anti-foreign foreign involvement position. But she's a Hawaii resident of Samoan extraction, former military. I think she was 2 terms in the U.S. Army, served over in the Middle East. She's got some followers, but she's not getting the kind of exposure that you would think. She's not a player. She's caused herself some problem with the international elite, apparently, somehow. That's who she is.
Well, we've got some verses on her. Here's the first one.
That make our country less safe and actually end up causing more harm and more damage to the people in the countries where we wage these wasteful regime change wars. That's the kind of change in leadership that I'm seeking to bring as president.
Yeah, she says, China face hell.
China face hell.
China face hell.
Wonder what she's saying there.
China face hell.
I don't know, but you heard in her forward speech her anti-foreign involvement plank, yeah, which is
that was obvious. All right, here's the next one.
Even as much as the foreign policy establishment in Washington claims Saudi Arabia is an ally of the United States and they're battling terrorism and all of these things, they're simply not true. Their interests are not serving the interests of the American people.
And she says, is arrest elaborate?
Is arrest elaborate?
Huh.
Is arrest elaborate?
Don't be bothered.
Is arrest elaborate?
Who's going to be arrested? I don't know. There's the end.
I don't know. Go ahead. You got another one? Go ahead.
Yeah, I got one more. But I got a courier pull up who's knocked on the front door. Hang on. Let me just grab this parcel. I think you better go off, Jeff. Okay.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. I can do it. So here it goes. Here's one last reversal.
And walk us away from the brink of nuclear catastrophe. I think that's clearly what some of these things are showing, that while we may disagree on some issues.
This says, shame us.
Shame us.
Wow.
Shame us.
Shame us.
Wow. Interesting.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
All right. Very good, David. Thank you. Yeah, I'll be here.
Yep. Okay, all right.
All right.
Okay. See you later. Bye.
Okay. All right, David Oates, and interesting reverse speech. The new software coming, boy, when they get that generic software 6 months or a year ready and can roll it out, anybody will be able, you won't have to search for the reversals. The software will grab them and mark them for you to listen to. That's going to be amazing. Okay, back with you in 21 hours tomorrow night, Tuesday night. DV Kid will be here. Charlotte Iserbeet will be here. And Bruce Cornett will be here tomorrow night. So good program, good people. Hope to have the pleasure of your company then. Thanks for being here. Take care. Talk tomorrow.
What was staggering about this was the speed in which it contracted. 2.5 months after I started taking carnivora, that's when those amazing results started coming through. That's why I keep carnivora very close to the heart. Excuse the pun.
Well, I'll take it. That works beautifully.
Owner Richard Ostro here. We're talking about the power of waking up your immune system, which has healed this gentleman's heart. Perhaps the immune system can be called one of the body's fiercest powers to heal. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rents.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rents.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rents.com.